And today I am talking about purpose, which I know if you've spent more than 30 seconds with me is a complete shock. Dan, you never talk. I talk about purpose all the time. However, today I wanted to do a slight variation on that, and it's talking about organizational purpose and how we as leaders in our organizations affect that and how it can affect our leadership style. So, so let's dive into that. Now, again, I'm going to use the Atomic Triad because that's my jam, foundation, framework, manifestation. And if you look at our purpose in an organization, right, we're leaders in our organization. Now, even if you are, you don't manage anyone, you can still be a leader in your organization. Okay, make that very clear. But for especially for those of us that do manage people, it's even more important to have a clear sense of purpose and to help drive that for the organization. Now, also for those of us that are the ultimate leader, the owner of your business or in that, C-suite level, it's absolutely critical for you to know your purpose and know the purpose of the organization and how those two align. Okay. I look at, my role here at Third Power Performance, and I know that I am the guiding principle for the business. My personal purpose is to make the song Cats in the Cradle just a song and not a story about anybody. I want to help, successful professionals that have success and have families and keep those two okay, right? That life, it's life balance, life harmony, whatever you want to call it. And I make sure that that is intertwined in everything that my business does and the way that I run my personal business, right? And in the corporate world, it's the same kind of thing. What is my personal purpose, right? And again, going back to that Cats in the Cradle, right? The purpose in a corporate setting is to make sure that all of the people that I manage and all the people in my organization larger, right? Because you can manage up, that you impact that, that I have impacted that with the quality of life conversations, that it's about life balance, that anybody who will stand still for more than 5 minutes, I'm talking to them about making sure that you're not just going after financial and career success. You're also going after real fulfillment success, right? It's not just about the money. The phrase that I used all the time, especially in my TEDx talk, was, my entire plan when I was working was, work hard, get promoted, make more money, repeat until you die, right? That was my entire plan. Not a good plan. So I want to make sure that everybody that I come in contact with has that vision and that seed at least planted in their mind. So it's understanding. So that's the foundation, is define your personal purpose and make sure that your organization has a purpose, right? And, it's not just some, mission statement that you put up on the wall and then forget about it, go make money. Now, this needs to be, why am I here? Why am I in business? How am I serving the world? How am I serving humanity, right? So that's the foundation is knowing our why and knowing our organizational why, which is why I put so much emphasis on that. Why I created the roundtable program, right? It's why every talk that I do talks about find your personal purpose. Okay. Now the framework, that's building the culture around that, right? It's communicating that value. Yes, you do want it in a poster on the wall, but it can't end there, right? Again, I'm talking about it every day, right? It's a constant thing that here's the purpose. Here's why we're here, right? And what's the purpose behind the business? You know, so it's, and it's not just lip service. You want to engage with people. You want people to buy in, right? And get them to truly accept it and understand it. And if people, if it doesn't work with them, if it doesn't align with them, then maybe they're not right for the organization, right? You can have people that perform really, really well, but if they're undermining the purpose of the business, it doesn't matter, right? So make sure that we are constantly communicating, make sure that we're getting people to buy in, and make sure that the other leaders in your organization are also involved and just as much a cheerleader as you are for the purpose and for what's going on. And then finally, the manifestation, how do we actually manifest this? It's, we have to measure it. We have to measure success. We have to create ways of taking the purpose that we have and creating like KPIs around it, measurable things. You know, for me in my business, it's, you know, how many people am I serving? How many people have I reached and actually made a difference with, right? That's an incredible KPI. You know, how many people have given feedback, right, that this is making a difference? It's not just me talking at them. It's, I've taken your ideas and I've implemented them, right? For me, that's the real measure, is what's the actual impact I'm having on the world? And it's not a dollars and cents impact, right? I can have somebody do some one-on-one coaching with somebody and it's, you know, $10,000. Yeah, okay, that's great. I got some money, but did I make an impact in their life? And if not, then I might as well just give them money back, right? It just, that's not important. It's the impact that's important. It's following my purpose that's important. Right. And so how do you measure your success? How do you measure your purpose in action? What are the actual outcomes that matter that show that you are following your purpose? That's the real trick. All right. That's enough for today. Be off to some meetings, but find your purpose. Make sure that it's not just a personal purpose, that it's an organizational purpose. Figure out, how do I get everyone to buy in on this? How do I make it a culture in my organization, and how do I measure it? That is how not only we live our life to the third power, but we grow our business to the third power. All right, my friends, until tomorrow, find your purpose, live it. All right, till tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Third Power Life podcast. Before you go, one quick question for you. Where are you on the path of life? Are you just drifting through your life? Are you fully in command, somewhere in between? Well, you can find out where you are now by taking my new Commander Survey. It will tell you where you are on your growth journey and how to move yourself to the next level. You can find the link on the screen or in the show notes. Now, all I want to know now is, where do you stand?